Let me say good morning to everybody one more time.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath. I want to say welcome to my brother sitting in the back. We are in the house of the Lord, so anybody can be welcome, because this is not our house, it's the house of the Lord. Okay, all right. We have this message: how do you want to die? Do you know how you want to die? Does anybody know how they want to die? Yeah, that's a good answer. All right, but I'm talking about everybody who will die in Christ. How you want to do that? So this message is not to freak anybody out. It is not to scare you. It is a message that probably is to wake you up and to tell you that one day you will die. And then if you die, you may die a different way than the way that you wanna die. Because we have many people in the Bible, many people in the dark ages who died, but when they were growing up, they did not even think they would die that way. God is the only one knowing who will die this way and who will die that way. We come to a time where none knows how they will die. Death comes on multiple ways. How ready are we for the final and last moment of our lives? Let us pray. Dear Father, I don't really know what I'm talking about, but you know what you want me to deliver to your children. Please use me the way that you want, that your name may be glorified, your children may be transformed, and that I may be satisfied. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So, a young boy, probably around 8 or 9, answering the questions of a teacher concerning what he will become when he grows up, when he becomes adult. This is his answer. I want to kill everyone. I'm talking about this week. 8 or 9 years of age, being asked a question about what he will become when he grows up, he said, I want to be what? A murderer. I want to kill everyone. I still have it on my phone, okay? This is not fake news. Except for those of my family. When the teacher confronts him, not her, on killing even his teachers, he said he will not kill her and the teachers. But he said he want to kill everyone. It is a trend or not a trend now across the globe and particularly here in America? Is it something that not happening all the times or that happens just once? As a result of a mass shooting in Texas 2 weeks ago, A young man, 18 years of age, has decided to kill as many he could. How many died? 23 died, including him. How do you want to die? The week before, another young man, 18 years of age, that's a trend, eh? Decided to eliminate as many black he could. He left his house where? Down the road, about 55 minutes away from here. Conklin, with ammunition and weapons all the way to where?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, where there is a black community. How many did he kill? 10. How do you want to die? Let's go to our Bible to see if this has been predicted. Can you read that? I'm sorry. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 to 4. It says, this know also that in the last what? Days, perilous times shall come. Are we living the perilous time of the last days? Now you're afraid to send your children to school, particularly to public school. You may be afraid to go to church because they kill people even in church. Last week I was talking with my wife about that will never happen in hospital. One day after there was a killing in a hospital, how many died? 4. It says, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. This is one reason that we have so many shootings in America. Disobedience to parents, unthankful. Even church members are unthankful, even to God. Unholy, verse 3, without natural affection. I kill you, like the little boy said, I want to kill everyone here on earth. It doesn't matter, I will kill everybody. I feel, he said it, I feel it in my head. 8 or 9 years of age. Without natural affection. You see blood on the floor. Many people died and it does not affect you. How do you feel when you see so many people on the floor, on the ground, killed by somebody? How do you feel? Truth breakers, false accusers, and continent fears. Despisers of those that are good, verse 4, traitors, heady. Heady, I think, is someone who is what? Who is heady? I didn't hear you, my sister. Eh? Thank you, my sister. Heady. Thank you. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This is our condition as I am talking to you. Fierce means violently hostile or aggressive in temperament, given to fighting or killing. This is fierce. The pursuit, Sister White, of pleasure and amusement centers in the cities. Many parents who chose or who choose a city home for their children, thinking to give them greater advantages, meet with disappointment, and too late repent their terrible mistake. The cities of today are fast becoming like Sodom and Gomorrah. When we have our children reaching 17, 18, 19 years of age, and they want to go to college, where they want to go? In the city. Big cities. That's exactly where they want to go. But we see how many children are being killed in the cities. Light has been given me, says Sister White, that the cities will be filled with confusion, violence, and crime, and that these things will increase till the end of this earth history. Do not expect to see these things slow down. They will increase in intensity, and the violence will be worse day after day. Don't worry about Democrats or Republicans talking about these things. They make their money out of weapons. Guns, whatever name you give them, this is the center of money. They will never enact any law against it because out of it they have money to be reelected as, I don't know. They need money. More and more, as time advances, our people will have to leave the cities. I am a prime example, and I think my brother and his family is also a prime example. Live in the cities. I used to live in Atlanta. Atlanta is the fourth largest city in the world. New York is the first, New York City, the first. And what is the capital city of Japan? Tokyo is the second. The third one is L.A. And the fourth one is Atlanta. I come from Atlanta. They come from Atlanta as well. More and more, as time advances, our people will have to leave the cities. For years, we have been instructed that our brethren and sisters, and especially families with children, should plan to leave the cities as the way opens before them to do so. Many will have to labor earnestly to help open the way. I don't know why you leave, but if you leave the city and you don't have any plan to have your own crop like me, you're in trouble, I'm telling you. You're in trouble. Who through faith? Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms? This is a new gear in this message. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stabbed the mouth of the lions, Can somebody tell me who stabbed the mouth of lions? Who? Who stabbed the mouth of lions? Thank you. But what about Daniel? Amen. But he's not the only one doing that. We may not have it in the Bible, but if you go through history, you will see many people have been through lions, den, and God preserved the lives of some of them. Will we go there? quench the violence of fire. Who's that? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who is behind here? Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong. Wax valiant in fight. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Hebrews 11, verse 34. So you see, God's people are in trouble all the time. If you believe that you are Seventh-day Adventists, you will be spared of trouble, I advise you to think twice. Leave and come back when you're ready. Verse 35, Hebrews 11, verse 35. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Can you understand that? They offer you what? Deliverance. And you say, no, I'd rather be killed. I'd rather be killed than deliverance. Because deliverance would mean that you would recant. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. That means there are two resurrections. The first is the resurrection of the elect, the saved, those that will inherit the kingdom. The second, those that will get resurrected after the third coming of Christ. Those people will not be saved. The second resurrection, second death. Verse 36, and others had shuayo of cruel marking. Cruel markings and scourgings. Yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. I'd rather be imprisoned than being released, living for a little time, enjoying the things of the world, and be lost and lost forever. They were stoned. Give me one person in the Bible that you know have been stoned for his faith in God. Stephen, stoned. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. What sawn mean? I saw a video. I saw a picture. I didn't put it here because I don't want to freak you out. They put that lady upside down, and were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins. You comfortable? Look at you. Well-groomed, everybody's well-groomed. I'm telling you, one day you will forget about being well-groomed. It will be over. Sheep's skins, goat's skins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. This is the Bible. This is our faith. This is the way that many of us will go through. Only way to escape. Only way to be saved. Don't be scared, please. Verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. Amen. They wandered in desert. That means not having a place to live. That means homeless. Did you just buy a home? Yes, I did. Did you just put some beautiful furniture in it? Yes, I did. Well, you will lose them. They wandered in desert without beautiful bed or couches or nothing. In the mountains, we have plenty of mountains around here. That's why I love him. And in dens and caves of the earth. And these all having obtained what? A good report through faith. Received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us. What is it? Eternal life in Jesus Christ. That they without us should not be made perfect. These people will not go to heaven without us. And I'm getting ready to be gathered together with them to go to heaven, meeting Jesus Christ in the air. Wow. Jesus died crucified. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli. No voice. Lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? My question to you, did God forsake Jesus Christ? Can somebody answer? Did God, the Father, forsake Jesus Christ? Nobody answer? Okay. Will God forsake us? Okay. Before Jesus died, he said, My Father, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He did not accept the reverence. He said, I'm going to die because if I don't die, those, my children, will not be saved. And I want them all to be saved. The gospel had been planted, according to Sister White, in great controversy. The gospel had been planted in Bohemia as early as the 9th century. The Bible was translated and public worship was conducted in the language of the people. But back then, they did not want that. You cannot preach the gospel in English. There is one language, Latin. Gregory VII, who had taken it upon himself to humble the pride of kings, issued forbidding public worship to be conducted in Bohemian tongue. Now, what's the problem with preaching the gospel in languages that people know? What's wrong with you? Many of the Waldenses, have you heard about Waldenses? Yes. Many of the Waldenses and Albigenses, driven by persecution from their homes in France and Italy, came to Bohemia. Though they dared not teach openly, they labored zealously in secret. Thus, the true faith was preserved from century to century. Even though I'm talking about these things all the time, but I wonder whether we should be talking about it on Facebook, YouTube, or whatever social media platform, saying that we will leave the cities to go to the to rural places. We don't want anybody to know about it. That's why those places are so expensive nowadays, because we've been talking about it, and they know that we will flee to the desert places, to the mountains, and they raise the prices of the land. I think we need to keep this silent. One of those who thought that salvation was only to be found by faith in the crucified Savior declared when dying, the rage of the enemies of the truth now prevails against us, but it will not be forever. If Satan, for some reason, got victory over us now, believe me, it will not be forever. One day, the power of the devil will be taken away from him. We will overcome him by what? By faith. Thank you, my brother. There we go. Let me see. Good. Tidings of the work of Prague, I don't know, Prague, were carried to Rome. You know who that is? John Huss. But it should be, I should be putting here, it is John Huss, okay. And Huss was soon summoned to appear before the Pope. To obey would be to expose himself to sudden death. The king and queen of Bohemia, the university, members of the nobility, and officers of the government united in an appeal to the pontiff that Huss be permitted to remain at Prague and to answer at Rome by deputy. Instead of granting this request, the Pope proceeded to the trial and condemnation of Huss and then declared the city of Prague to be under interdict. When you say to a city that it is under interdict, that means war is upon that city. And you should not obey your elected officials. Do not obey them. The city of Prague was filled with tumult. A large class denounced Huss as the cause of all their calamities and demanded that he be given up to the vengeance of Rome. Can somebody tell me, when you are handed over to Rome, what will happen to you? They will kill you. But how? There are many ways. Rome will not kill you, just shoot you down. This is too easy for Rome. There are other means to kill you. So we will see what happens. Hitherto, Huss had stood alone in his labors, but now Jerome, who while in England had accepted the teachings of Wycliffe, joined in the work of reform. There was a reform in the church, of Catholic Church. These people reforming the church were called what? These people reforming Catholic Church in the Dark Ages were called what? Probably you can call them reformers, but the name is Protestants. The two were hereafter united in their lives, and in death they were not to be divided, says Sister White. Now, there were three popes at the same time. Did you know that? Three popes at the same time. Three popes were now contending for the supremacy. And their strife filled Christendom with crime and tumult. Listen, when you hear about Pope, don't think that a Pope is an innocent person. They're not innocent. I like this man. I like Pope Francis, I'm telling you. But I know, down inside his heart, it is not what we see outside. Not content with hurling anathemas, they resorted to temporal weapons. They resorted to temporal weapons. I'm talking about three popes. Each cast about him to purchase arms. Do not feel like it is a strange thing to see Almost every American possesses a weapon, a gun, or a whatever you call it. I don't have one. I have my Bible, that's it. Of course, money must be had, and to procure these, the gifts, offices, and blessings of the church were offered for sale. This is bribery. So if you want to know about bribery, go there. In a letter addressed to his friends at Prague, Hus said, "My brethren, I am departing with a safe conduct from the king to meet my numerous and mortal enemies. I confide altogether in the all-powerful God, in my Savior. I trust that he will listen to your ardent prayers, that he will infuse his prudence and his wisdom into my mouth in order that I may resist them, and that he will accord me his Holy Spirit to fortify me in his truth, so that I may face with courage temptations, prison, and if necessary, what? A cruel death." My question to you, how do you want to die? But Hus said he may die. Not any type of death, cruel death. If you think about it, I'm not talking about the elderly people that we have in church, but I have many young people, including you, my brother, including me. We are young to endure this. Hus died at 46. Therefore, beloved, if my death ought to contribute to his glory, to the glory of the Lord, pray that it may come quickly. Pray that it may come, how? Quickly. But when we hear about death, and that he may enable me to support all my calamities with what? Constancy. But if it be better that I return amongst you, let us pray to God that I may return without stain, that is, that I may not suppress one tittle of the truth. Are you tampering with the truth to accommodate yourself? When they ask you to do something that you should not do, don't you say, "I'm gonna do it just this time, but next time I will not do it"? All right. Upon arriving at Constance, Hus was granted full liberty. To the emperor's safe conduct was added a personal assurance of protection by the Pope. The Pope himself gave a safe conduct to Hus, that you can come to the judgment, nothing will happen to you. But in violation of these solemn and repeated declarations, the reformer was in a short time arrested by order of the Pope and cardinals and thrust into a loathsome dungeon. Pope, cardinals. Pope, cardinals. Later, he was transferred to a strong castle across the Rhine and there kept a prisoner. The Pope, profiting little by his perfidy, was soon after committed to the same prison. The Pope was arrested and put in jail. Praise the Lord. He had been proved before the council to be guilty of the basest crimes, beside murder, simony, I don't know, and adultery, a pope committing adultery. sin not fit to be named. So the council itself declared, and he was finally deprived of the Tyra and thrown into prison. The anti-popes, the remaining two ones, also were deposed among the three, and a new pontiff was chosen. So when you see things in the church, in Catholic church, in society, do not be surprised. History is repeating itself. Enfeebled by illness and imprisonment, talking about horse, for the damp, foul air of his dungeon had brought on a fever which nearly ended his life. Hus was at last brought before the council. Loaded with chains, he stood in the presence of the emperor, whose honor and good faith had been pledged to protect him. During his long trial, he firmly maintained the truth. Think about it. An emperor, a pope, and his cardinals could not honor their word. If they did not do it back then, believe me, they will not do it today. Do not trust anybody. Even if the president tells you something that is contradictory to what the pope is saying, he will swallow it. Believe me. During his long trial, he firmly maintained the truth. Long trial, firmly maintained the truth. Who has been through a long trial in the Bible and then accepted death? Jesus. He was arrested when? On Thursday. And crucified when? Friday. The long day he's been, he didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep, didn't sit. That will be our condition as well. When required to choose whether he would recant his doctrine or suffer death, Hus accepted the martyr's fate. Are you trying to escape? Or are you trying to save your life for a short period of time? Or are you accepting to die and live forever? Which one are you choosing? This is a good question. Think about it. For the last time, Hus was brought before the council. It was a vast and brilliant assembly. The emperor, the princes of the empire, the royal deputies, the cardinals, bishops, priests, and an immense crowd who had come as spectators of the events of the day from all parts of Christendom had been gathered, the witnesses of this first great sacrifice in the long struggle by which liberty of conscience was to be secured. Liberty of conscience will be secured by the first great sacrifice made by John Hus. John Hus, when he was thus arrayed, the prelate said, "Now we devote thy soul to the devil. And I," talking about Hus, "said, lifting up his eyes toward heaven, do commit my spirit into thy hands. O Lord Jesus, for thou hast redeemed me." The same thing that Jesus said to his father. "Father, I commend my spirit into thy hand." It is the same thing that this man, the first great sacrifice for liberty of conscience, this is this man who has did it, who has done it for liberty of conscience. So he was now delivered up to the secular authorities and led away to the place of execution. an immense procession followed hundreds of men of arms, at arms, priests and bishops in their costly robes, and the inhabitants of Constance. When he had been fastened to the stake and all was ready for the fire to be lighted, the martyr was once more exhorted to save himself by renouncing his errors. Satan will be trying until he get through. But with Huss, it was impossible. "What errors," said Huss, "shall I renounce? I know myself guilty of none. I call God to witness that all that I have written and preached has been with the view of rescuing souls from sin and perdition. And therefore, most joyfully will I confirm with my blood that truth which I have written and preached." Can you imagine after a few months or a few years, they come to me and they say, "Okay, you have many videos on Facebook, on YouTube, and you've been preaching about the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, and the number of the beast. You've been talking about Sunday law. Now, do you want to recant?" "I've been preaching about that since 1992. Who in the world will ask me to recant?" When the flames kindled about him, he began to sing, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." I forgot to put me. "Jesus, son of David, have mercy, mercy, mercy on me," until his voice was gone completely. This is he. Now, James, the disciple of Jesus Christ, died at Jerusalem around 44 AD. He was the first apostle to be martyred. He died beheaded with sword. Mark 10, verse 39, Acts 12, verses 1 and 2. Peter died in Rome, Italy, by Nero. He died around 54, 56 AD. He was crucified head down at his own request. Are we better than these people? Andrew, the first follower of Christ, Peter's brother, died in Edessa or in Archaea, Greece. We don't know when he died, but he was severely scourged and tied by ropes of an X-shaped cross where he hung 2 days before dying by the sea. I'm just telling you how the disciples of Jesus Christ died. I'm just telling you how people in the dark ages died. I'm just telling you how many of us will die before the end of time. Don't be freaked out. And I'm going to show you that you're not. John died in Ephesus around 98 AD. He was thrown in boiling oil, but he was unharmed. Died of natural causes in Ephesus. Many of us will die without any problem. I want to die like that if I were to die, but that will probably not happen. Philip died where? Hierapolis, Greece. We don't know when exactly, but he was crucified. Previously, Philip was the one to bring Nathanael to Jesus, saying, "Come and see." Bartholomew or Nathanael died in India or Armenia. We don't know exactly when, but was beaten, flayed, and crucified head down. Thomas died at Edessa, Greece. Others believe that he died in India after winning a lot of adherence to the Lord. Date of death unknown, but he was lanced by idolatrous priests and burned up. Where? Oven. Matthew died in Ethiopia, around 60 AD, but he was axed to death with a halberd axe. James died, another James, because Jesus got two Jameses. James died at Jerusalem. One was his brother, the other one was John's brother. This one is John's brother, died at Jerusalem in 66 AD. He got thrown down from the temple tower and not dead, so clubbed to death with a fuller's club at age 94. What age? The temple probably was that high. What did they do to him? Push him down. One time, James and John demanded seat of honor in Jesus' kingdom. Jesus tells them they don't know what they are asking for. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? Matthew 20, verse 22. So I am like those people. I said that I'm going to die for Jesus Christ. But I pray for me, because I may be energetic, but when the thing comes, I may be trembling. Simon would be killed with his sword, not Peter. Saw. Or according to tradition, he was martyred with Thaddeus by axe. Thaddeus, so, would be killed by a saw, rather crucified axe, by axe. Judas, you know, the only one among the 12 to commit suicide after betraying and selling his master, Jesus Christ. So, you see the way that people died for Jesus. Are you trembling? Let me see the hand of those who are trembling. Oh my God, you are trembling. Oh my God, you are trembling. My wife, are you trembling too? Are you trembling? You're not. High five, sister.
Psalm 91.
What does it say? Can somebody read it for me? Just the first two verses. God is my... Oh, you said what?
In the secret place.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead now.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
Amen, sister. Thank you. That's it. I don't want to keep you for too long, but let me move a little bit faster. If we are called to suffer for Christ's sake, we shall be able to go to prison trusting in Him as a little child trusts in its parents. Now is the time to cultivate faith in God. Now is the time to cultivate what? Faith in God. Many will be imprisoned in our time. Many will flee for their lives from cities and towns, probably me. And many will be martyrs for Christ's sake. So that means many people will die. In standing in defense of the truth, many will die. There is a prospect before us of a continued struggle at the risk of imprisonment, loss of property, and even of life itself to defend the law of God. Our job will be to defend what? The law of God. How many commandments in the law? How many? 10 commandments. And one of them, which is the greatest, the one that will be our strength, but will attract persecution on us, the fourth commandment. Does anybody know the fourth commandment by heart? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. any that shall not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This commandment will bring upon us the most cruel persecution. But we need to stay firm no matter what. Men will be required to render obedience to human edicts in violation of the divine law. Those who are true to God will be menaced, denounced, proscribed. They will be betrayed by parents, brethren, kinsfolk, and friends, even unto death. Can you imagine being betrayed by your mom? Can you imagine being betrayed by your pastor? Can you imagine being betrayed by your sister, your brother, your son? We are not to have, this is for those who are afraid. For those who are afraid. Let me go slowly. We are not to have the courage and fortitude of martyrs of old until brought into the position they were in. Should there be a return of persecution, there would be grace given to arouse every energy of the soul to show a true heroism. The disciples were not endowed with the courage and fortitude of the martyrs until such grace was needed. The desire of ages. Let me finish. Oh my God. Let me finish. John. This is Jerome. Jerome was one of the disciples of whom? Huss. Jerome said to Huss, if you happen to die, I will die with you. Wherever you go, I will follow you. Well, Huss died. Now, John said, I'm going to go there and I will defend him. Well, when he got there, what happened? At his first appearance before the council, his attempt to reply to the accusations brought against him were met with shout, to the flames with him, to the flames. To the flames with him, to the flames. He was thrown into a dungeon, chained in a position which caused him great suffering, and fed on bread and water. After some months, the cruelties of his imprisonment brought upon Jerome an illness that threatened his life, and his enemies, fearing that he might escape them, treated him with less severity, though he remained in prison for 1 year. So, down the road, he will recant. He will say, okay, I accept to condemn Wycliffe and part of what John Huss has said, give me life. They said, okay, but you're going to go back to jail. Soon he was again brought before the council. His submission had not satisfied his judges. Their thirst for blood, whetted by the death of Huss, clamored by fresh victims. Only by an unreserved surrender of the truth could Jerome preserve his life. But he had determined to avow his faith and follow his brother martyr to the flame. He will be killed as well. Believe me, he will be killed. Please, read that. If you can make a picture of it. Read it after, because I don't want to talk about it. It's so important for you to see how probably you will be in jail. It is not those kind of jail that we have now. Beautiful place to sleep. No, it will not be like that. It will not be like that. Now, brothers and sisters, he was killed. Fire on him. But he said many things. Before he died, he said, have pity on me and pardon me my sins, for thou knowest that I have always loved thy truth. This is Jerome talking to God. Brothers and sisters, let me stop right here. Let's think about the future. Let us think about what can happen. Many of us will probably not be here, but I probably will be here. If I am here, what will be my reaction when Sunday law is enacted? When persecution comes upon me, what will be my reaction? Will I accept to live just a little bit in the pleasure of the world when the words that was said about Jerome will be said about me to the flame? To the flame. To the flame. To the flame. I want to see the hands of everybody who is ready to die for Christ. Can you stand to your feet? Die for Christ? You want to die for Christ? Stand to your feet. Let me make a short prayer for you, my brothers and my sisters. I see the whole church stand up because they believe they can handle it. God will give us strength to endure it. Heavenly Father, we made that commitment to go even to Calvary, even to the flames, even to the dungeon, even to the lion dens, even to the saw, for your honor, your glory. I'm asking you to give us the courage and fortitude that you gave to your children back then, that we will never recant no matter what happens. Forgive our sins. Give us your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.